Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are here live with the Marketing Forecast Radio Show, and I am Robert Gainesville, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. When I say so, first thing being business is, first saving jobs, first saving opportunities. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold it against me. We just want to call that icing on the cake because the mission here at the Marketing Forecast Radio Show is
being live, Marketing Forecast Radio Show, and I am.
Now, if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Forecast Radio Show because we are on a mission. That's right, we're on a mission here at the Marketing Forecast Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web, and we are broadcasting live from National Harbor. We come here every week bringing you this good old information on how to grow your business. And go to gatewoodmarketing.com to find out more about my company. You can also go to Marketing Pulpit, find out about the listening options, listen to past shows, find out more about our guests, our hosts, and everything Marketing Pulpit. Also, check us out on Facebook. We're on Facebook at Marketing Pulpit. We're on Instagram at Marketing Pulpit. And we are on Twitter at Marketing Pulpit. We are all things Marketing Pulpit. Now, if you're saying to yourself, hey, that looks like a different environment, well, it is. Thanks to the good old coronavirus, we're actually in a different location today. You can kind of tell that we've been locked out of the Radio 1, but we're in a different studio this morning. And so we're broadcasting from a new location, but the Marketing Pulpit goes on. Marketing Pulpit goes on. I want to say everybody, hello, everybody out there on Facebook land. Hello, Mr. Brown, one of the greatest farmers in the land. I see Leon down there in North Carolina joining us from North Carolina. We're actually broadcasting all over the world. We actually have friends down in Nairobi, Kenya. We have people down in Nigeria. We have people down in all over the place. We have people down, of course, right in the D.C. area. We have our followers. We're grateful to have you been following us for the past 10 years. That's right, 10 years. I see Candace Camille, the wellologist out there. She's talking about somebody who knows how to plant. That's actually, if you want to see something funny, who was Marketing Pulpit on Facebook? Watch me down there trying to plant with Candace. I fell flat on my face. My feet kind of went up in the air. And, Candace took it all this time. That's a hard. She didn't brag on me too much. So hello to Candace. I'll go check her out. She's got a lot of good things going on. She joins me on Friday. And every month, on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, broadcasting live from National Harbor. National Harbor, we'll be back in the studio at Radio 1 as soon as we get through this pandemic. But for right now, we're trying to do some safe distancing. And that's why I'm here. And Wina, also, she'll be back on the third Friday in the future. So she'll be back with us as well as all of our regular Marketing Pulpit folks. Also, for the new listening option, you go to marketingcorporate.com. You'll see all of the listening options right there on the homepage. Man, we got an exciting show today. We can have an exciting show today because many people are suffering or are being affected by this pandemic, this thing called COVID-19, also known as coronavirus. And so what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about, now, everybody's out here giving advice on washing your hands and sanitizing at the paper tops and not leaving on folks and social distancing. Yes, that's important, and we're going to talk about that too. But what I'm concerned about, because we have two crises that are facing us right now. We have the health crisis, which is very serious, but we also have a financial crisis. And without getting morbid about it, most people that get the coronavirus, they will survive. The survival rate is very high. But once we don't survive starvation, though. We got to eat. We got to eat through this crisis, and we got to eat when it's over. So my job is to make sure, while everybody else is focusing on the health side, my job is making sure that these businesses survive so that when this pandemic is over, we still have viable businesses, we're still creating jobs, we're still putting people work, we're still able to support our families and build our legacy. We can't get off of our purpose because it's no bug. So I'm here to, that's my focus right now, that's my purpose. My purpose is to build jobs, create jobs, make the businesses survive and prosper. I'm going to stay on my game. I'd like to welcome everybody to tune in on the Facebook Live this morning and make sure this information gets into the ear hole of the right people. Now, a couple of things I'm going to talk about later on once I get through some news items, and you really want to get this. We're going to talk about your online capabilities. Now, I have been busy down a one-on-one paper hanger in the last couple of weeks. Because companies have been contacting me about how to shore up their online capabilities. Let me give you some examples. This past week, we're working with a CPA firm who's putting their learning system online. They did government contracting, so they need to move their learning operation, their workshops and seminars online. We're working with them to help them do that. We contacted yesterday by an intellectual property attorney, and he's trying to get his contracts online, and he wants to do digital signing with his retainer. So we're helping him with that. We were contacted by an insurance broker down in North Carolina, and they're trying to set up their payment system online and so that people can sign up for new policies from these different brokers online. We're helping them do that. Also, there's a doctor down in Virginia. They contacted us yesterday. They're trying to put their telemedicine forms online, and they want to be able to accept payments online, and we're helping them do that. So I have a question for you this morning. Where are you technologically right now? Yes, you're going to be at that house for quite a while. Are you going to let your business suffer and wither, like the guy did, the raven in the sun? Or are you going to take some proactive steps to make sure that your website, that your company can weather this storm? And the best way to do that is through technology. One thing about technology, it levels the playing field. We have a therapist, we have consultants, we have all types of people right now who are not working in their offices. They have actually closed up shop and went home. They're worried about their safety, they're worried about taking something home back to their families, so they're working from home. But if your online capabilities were in place, then you can, of course, people would have to do things a little differently, but you will still be able to continue your business. So we're going to talk about that coming up a little later, too. Another thing we're going to talk about how to market in this pandemic era. And hello to Teresa and David and everybody who's coming in on Facebook. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to go through some of the marketing basics. And one by one, we're going to break down how these marketing basics should be handled during this pandemic. This is not business as usual. These are different times, so we have to treat it as such. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about the four themes of marketing. We're going to look at your product. We're going to look at your place, which is also your location. We're going to look at pricing structures and policies and strategies. And we're also going to look at what type of promotions should you be doing during this pandemic era. Yes, some are fundamental that you would do in any type of environment, but sometimes we have to take a different approach and things change. So we're going to talk about that later in the show. Listening to the marketing tool here, I'm Robert Gates with your host. Normally I would have Lena Sullivan with me, Kimmy back. We're just going to play it right here because right now, over Radio 1, they're using safe distancing. We're not at the typical Radio 1 studio. I'm actually broadcasting live over at the illustrious this studio, a makeshift studio. We have a BLE suite down at the National Harbor. And we're going to be doing that until further notice. And hopefully next week I can get Kenny to, we're going to start doing the video where you can actually put the co-host on the screen at the same time. So we're working this through like everybody else. But one thing I want you to do, let this be a lesson to everybody. Your purpose is not contagious. You have to keep doing what you're doing, whether there's a pandemic when there's a war, when there's a hurricane. Don't get thrown off your game or your purpose by a condition or circumstance. As a matter of fact, you need to go back and recalibrate, recalculate, and reevaluate, and make sure that you make those tweaks. Turn that knob a little to the left, turn it a little to the right, but whatever you do, don't stop doing what you do. If you're a therapist, you keep on doing that therapy. If you're an attorney, you keep getting folks out of jail. But speaking of jail, here's an interesting story. I have so many stories today. We're going to run down through the marketing context. This story here is very interesting. That the prosecutor across the country. And this, that's what I'm saying. We're in a new era. We're getting ready for a new normal. But you got to hear this story. Prosecutors, defense attorneys, are pressed to release inmates and drop charges so that they can thin out the jail population in response to the coronavirus. Now, right here in the D.C. area, we have, well, in Prince George's County, we have the state attorney, Aisha Brainford, and she did an article in a press, a new interview the other day, and she spoke about how it was going to be releasing certain people, but at least that's what they're discussing, releasing certain people who are not really a threat to society, and put them back out in the population, because when you think about it, what worse place to be than to be in prison or jail in a close, confined environment during a pandemic? So what they're doing, and she's part of a trend of state attorneys and prosecutors across the country. Now, what they're going to do, like in New York and San Francisco, Dallas, and Baltimore, the police are asking them to release suspects they arrested fall under these categories. Those who pose no physical threat, okay, that's pretty cool. Those who cannot afford to pay cash bail, that's good. And those who are elderly. Now, as much as I like that, as much as I say, right on, I have a burning question. Why in the world were these people in prison in the first place? What this pandemic is doing is highlighting some of the flaws in our system, in this system we call capitalism in America. Why in the world is somebody in prison in the first place who cannot afford to pay bail? Are you telling me that only people who can afford to pay bail should be walking free? Why is an elderly person in prison? Somebody who's too old to do harm to anybody. Yeah, they may have done some heinous crimes. But at some point, we have to reevaluate this system we call justice. Why are we locking up folks who can't pay bail, who are no threat to anybody, or who can't pay, or too old, can't pay bail, no threat to society? Why are they in prison to begin with? So this pandemic, if anything good is going to come out of it, it's going to cause us to reevaluate this system we call capitalism in America. So I thought that was a very interesting story. I will be watching it. Why are these people together in the first place? Now, let me switch quickly to political before I get into the, and Leon put that story up on the Facebook side. But we're going to be, if you have questions also about your business, if you have some marketing questions, if you're running into a brick wall and you're not sure what to do, go ahead and put your message up on the screen. You can also call in at, we have a new number during this time. The new number is 215-383-3872, and we'll take your call on the air. So we're going to talk about some political news. We're going to talk about some business news, too. Hey, Michelle of DC area. Got a great listening audience here on Facebook Live. Thank you guys for joining in. Thank you for supporting the show over the past 10 years. You've been great. You have some great questions. Hanging in there. We're not going to let a little bug stop us from doing what we have to do. Now, this bug is serious. Don't get me wrong. Wash those hands. And what I laughed about when I came here to the studio, the young lady escorted me back to the studio. And man, she had a big old thing of squirting that that all over the place. I think he squirted some on me. Hey, wait a minute now. you know, I thought it was a great thing. He squirted the chair, and the desk, the doorknob, and that's what he's supposed to do. Let's be safe. Let's practice. Let's practice safe practice out here. Let's go get this ball out of our lives and get on back and make this money we have to pay. Now, you got to hear this. Boy, this is good, right? This is it, exactly. The Senate has approved, and they're moving at warp speed, and this is their word, for the $1 trillion stimulus package with $500 billion in checks going to America. Last time I checked, that was an American thing, so I'm waiting on my money. Now, Mitch McConnell, who I'm no fan of, he promised on Tuesday that this they're going to move this at a fast speed, and they're calling this the Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act. It's an acronym for CARES. They will send checks of $1,200 to each adult for Americans making up to $75,000 a year based on their fiscal year 2020 tax file. Then they're going to scale it down, and they have some kind of formula they're using. And then, but the bottom line is, a very different story from different articles in this year. That it's going to be $2,000, maybe $1,000 for each adult, or $500 for the kids, whatever the case may be. There's money coming. So I'm just saying, hang on in there, folks. Things are not nearly as bad sometimes when we make them. I think it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt who said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Because the fear, the stress, and the anxiety is probably going to take out more people than this coronavirus itself. So one thing that you can do to help everybody is to stay informed by washing your hands and making sure that you're practicing safe distancing. Just to stay informed. This marketing corporate is a good source. You can follow us on Facebook for posting up-to-date information on a regular basis. Tune into this show. Share it with people. So we're going to give you a straight chip code. But we're not going to try to scare the game out of you. Because we know that we have to live out this. We have people out here trying to make this money. Hey, Jackson, thanks for joining in. There's always somebody trying to game the system. Man, that story right, this next story takes me off the note. This senator, this Republican down in North Carolina called Richard Burke. You probably heard about this. This guy, he's the head of the intelligence community. He's supposed to be the guy that knows everything. He's like, he probably thinks he knows as much as the Almighty himself. He's the head of the intelligence committee. He's out here telling everybody else how rosy things are, so he's part of the Trump administration, so that people are not so panicked. But he has this meeting with his rich buddies, and pretty much telling them it's going to be the worst thing since 1918. And that was a flying speech. So he's telling the public one thing. At the same time, he's telling his rich buddies, man, this thing's about to get bad. Now, that's one thing to just tell people to try to get them to move on their own. But he turns around and sells off his stock. He had several stocks in hospitality. He sells between 628 and 1.7 million of his own holdings on February 13th in 33 separate transactions. That is the height of corruption. This guy should be under the jailhouse. He sold off his stock while he's telling everybody else to be calm. Hey, Paul, I have to think that a minute. Thank you for tuning in. And yes, Wayne will be back. A lot of folks down in North Carolina are looking for Wayne. She will be back. So don't put your teacher away. She will be back. We have a following down in North Carolina. Hope you listen to the show today. We're doing safe distancing today. And we're going to be working on ways to get everybody paid up for it. And to all my folks down in Minnesota, love you guys. We'll be staying at home time. Hopefully, this thing will be moved on by then. And we can get on back to our normal lives, get out there and get to those things. You have to back your guitar. What's it called? Tailgate. You have to go tailgate. But anyway, this guy, Richard Burke, he has gone and committed the cardinal sin. He is insider trading. So, this is the height of hypocrisy that we have to deal with sometimes. He's going to be government. This guy should resign and he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I mean, he gets no quarter here from me. Now, here's a story you got to follow. I'm going, I left my office the other day. So I'm just curious. I'm just curious what things, how things are going on. So I decided to go to drive past the shopping food warehouse in Bay Home. And there's folks all over. It's like Christmas Eve out there. You know how Christmas Eve out there, everybody's trying to buy those last minute gifts. So when Christmas Eve, they'll buy anything that's not tied down. They buy cabbage trash dolls and all kind of food stuff. But anyway, so I passed that. So I stuck my head in the door. I'm just going to stick in there because I'm not going to do any of that. I'm not going to do any of that last minute stuff. So I got inside, of course. Everybody else is grabbing stuff. I'm going to grab me at least a couple of bags of beans or something. So then the next day, I'm curious again. I drive past a gun store. Now I'm just driving past because I saw this article in the one of the newspapers that said things that are flying off the shelf were hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and ammo. And Jacqueline Williams said, by the way, just like the 100 CEOs who are retired and stepped down. Yes, indeed, Jacqueline. Yes, indeed. It's a good point. So check this out. Hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and ammo. These are the things that are flying off the shelf. I understand the hand sanitizer. You got to put that, get those germs, keep those hands clean, make sure you're not passing on the germs. You also know how you get toilet paper. That's how you get, not going to be gross on you. That's like a blowing your nose. But ammo and guns, there is a run on ammo and guns related to coronavirus, related to COVID-19. Would somebody care to share with me on Facebook or by calling 215-383-3872? Why do you think people are buying guns? So I saw this story online, so I drove past a place in Maryland called Vehicle. I said we're going to drive past here and see if it's just fake news as a guy in the White House over top. So lo and behold, I drove past real close, and I could hardly find a place to park. There were so many cars in the parking lot. I even got out of my car and went inside the store, and there was actually a waiting. We were waiting in line. There was a young lady in front of me. She was buying a shotgun, and she didn't even know how to take the thing apart to put it in the box for the gas station. So he took it out to demonstrate it for her, and she said, "I'll take it." And he's okay, so he's going back, and he said, "You want to leave it in the box? You want to take it out the way it is?" She said, "No, I better leave it like it is because I don't know how to put it back together." I said, "Oh, we're all in trouble. This lady's going to be shooting everybody. She's going to be shooting mom, grandma, baby, and everybody else. This is probably somebody who doesn't need a gun." But my point is, people are overreacting. People shouldn't be out here buying guns. Okay, what's happening? They've been watching a lot of these stories, these movies. They've been around watching all these shows on the late at night. And they watch Dawn of the Dead and all these stories like monkeys and all kind of characters coming knocking on your door, eating food, and Rolling Games, these movies, Purge 2. And you're worrying about a breakdown of social order. Now, you have to admit, there is something to consider. Let's say food does run out, which is not, by the way. Let's say there is a cure and only a certain few people have it, and you happen to be one of them. People may come try to take your stuff. So I understand the sentiment, but what I don't understand and what I don't appreciate, why in this country everybody got to always go to their gun? This should not be a gun issue. This should be a compassion issue. This should be about taking care of your neighbor's issue. And definitely people are singing to each other over the balcony. They got balconies, they're singing, they're playing music. In some neighborhoods, people are playing violins or the elderly can't get out. In America, only in America, we have lines of people buying guns and ammo. And I don't know. I just don't know. But, like I said, we're not going to let that go off our game. We're on a mission here, folks. We're on a mission. I'm going to say this several times. Don't let this pandemic it's a virus, it's COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it, get you out of your purpose. We're going to have to survive after this. Hey, brother, they have tried blue flag. We're going to have to survive after this. Hey, you gave me Livingstone in the house. Livingstone is in the house. Love you guys for Livingstone. Love my brother. Livingstone, by the way, is my alma mater. About last month, I was down at Livingstone. I was receiving my Livingstone United Negro College Fund Hall of Fame Award. I know Cam is going, wait a minute. You are already patting on the back. Right? Let me have my additional pat on the back. I'm going to pat myself on my back the rest of the year for that. That's right. I'm in the Hall of Fame back on it. Don't forget it. So everybody, hello, Livingstone. You're right, Fred. It's crisis foolishness. That's a good way to put it. People just fool their freaking mind. And that's why later in the show, also, I'm going to jump to this right now. I'll get back to your story. But I want you to realize what we're seeing, right now is that this is a perfect storm. The coronavirus has created a perfect storm for people who want to take advantage of it. I'm going to tell you why. Let that soak in for a minute because it's true. The coronavirus, COVID-19, has created the perfect storm for people who want to take advantage of you. Now, my being a marketer, which I am, and I must admit I'm very good at this, I don't care. Now, there's people out there, a lot of folks will be popping up doing podcasts, Facebook Live during this time, and it's really doing. Just be aware that Facebook is going to change the rules probably after this. They're his brother now going to be sitting around the house talking on podcasts and Facebook Live. And I'm not mad at you. Do your thing. Do your thing. I see Tesla stock yet when I think business. Oh, my God. I got stock. I was celebrating about a month ago about the stock. I bought a few stocks. Mostly Tesla. I called that my face. Apple and GoDaddy and Twitter. But I also bought Tesla. And Tesla, man, it had gone up. Like, I think I bought the stock around $320 a share. That stock had gone up to $900. Well, I made $700 for one stock. And guess what? I lost $700 for one stock in about a week's time. Now, thank goodness it's going back up now. Now, people are saying that this is a good time to buy. I'm definitely going to try to tell people to do their stock. But hang on to that stock. Don't do a paid sell-off. I think that this is a good time to kind of sit and hold unless you talk to your financial people. Let's put it that way. But most people, they go out and they'll sell off their stock and just think back up. They're going to be kicking themselves. So just don't overreact is my ongoing thing to me. So back to what I was talking about earlier, how people are going to take advantage of some of us during this storm because we have a perfect storm based on this coronavirus. Now, we'll start out by saying, let the buyer beware. Consumers are vulnerable right now. Right for the picking. Because they're going to fall prey to the three most powerful emotions known to man. You put these three together, I've talked about this before the storm, before the pandemic, and I'm going to bring it to you. We call this the loaded gun of marketing. You put these three things together, you can sell anything under this year's sun. You can sell it under this light. And the marketers know this. And if you're not savvy, and if you haven't heard about these three things, then you yourself may be vulnerable to a pickpocketing, a pocket picking, however you want to put it. I'm going to give them to you. And you may want to write these down because the next time you're feeling yourself under pressure by any type of salesperson, you want to go back here. Why the Jesus was told me about this? I'm so glad that guy gave me this information because now I am armed. That's why I wrote a book back in 2008 called Plain and Fool, because I'm a marketer. And I've seen the marketers take advantage of people so badly, but I wrote a book to kind of help people ward off some of the tricks of the trade. And so anyway, that book is on marketing. It's called Plain and Fool. You can get it on Amazon.com or go to plainandfool.com. It's a very popular book. I sold quite a few of them. I don't push it because it's kind of like one of those underground books. People find it and they share it and tell other people. It's got its own little underground subculture. But anyway, So I wrote this book because I understand the power of marketing. Marketing is psychology. In my book, in my office, you see my books, I got my whole bookshelf back there, my manager book, my book on statistics, book on management and accounting, but I also have a book back there on psychology because marketing is about psychology. Understand this. In the battle of wills of the mind, emotion trumps logic every time. Okay, you need to remember that. Emotion will trump. I hate to use the word trump, but emotions will beat logic. I don't care how many facts you present, or how logical it may be, but when you're competing against emotion, emotion is going to win. That's why, let me tell you these three things real fast. The first one is called scarcity. And I've been telling you folks, I'm not just bringing this up now because of the pandemic. I've been saying this for about 20 years, listening to my tapes, listening to read my books. You can even look at the book Played in Four that was written in 2008. I was saying it then, and I'm still saying it now. These three things are the loaded gun of marketing, and these are you and most people that you know are going to be susceptible to these in the coming days. Scarcity. That means there's a lot of people going around. We live in a society of unlimited wants, but limits a finite ability to fulfill. And so when there is not enough to go around, or at least if you've led to believe there's not enough to go around, what you're going to do is you're going to buy the supplies that you can get your hands on. But you need them, that's called scarcity. And all of these things are scarcity. The second one is called security. Everybody wants to be secure, whether it's financial security, whether it's physical security, health security. That is why you have these people lining up at their dungeon. They're afraid. They're afraid for the family. They're afraid somebody's going to take their particular toilet paper. They're lining up because the marketers, and this is not even driven by marketers, this is just driven by just people and overreacting. But if you are a marketer and you're applying these, and you're going to be very successful, unfortunately, during these times, it means some people are going to take advantage of it. Now, if you are a business owner, you want to make notes of these because when things are going well and you want to use some of these in your marketing strategy, do it. But I almost feel like I have to give out a disclaimer because I don't want you to abuse it. Because if I use these three every day, I could be taking people's money right now. But luckily, I'm on the good side. I'm one of the good guys. I'm going to have a black thing. Let me say black is good. I'm going to get the other one. Black is bad. William Black is black is good. The first one is scarcity. The second one is security. This last one, boy, this is the humdinger. And this is the one that most people don't really understand, but it's so powerful. It's the one that all the major corporations use. Big companies, the organizations, the NRA, Nike, Apple, Harley Davidson, the state of that's called social proof. I'll give you a good example of social proof. You go into the grocery store, let's be going in the pandemic, you drive me out of the car, you're going to pick up some eggs and milk, and you say, well, I'm good at home. I got enough tissue, I got enough sanitizer, probably last a couple of months. But you have to look over the cart next to you. This person got about 5 rolls of 30 packs of toilet paper. And now you're starting to figure out, well, shoot, maybe I don't have enough tissue. I got 4 rolls at home, but probably I need 8. So what you do, you turn the cart back around and go down the aisle to pick up 4 additional rolls. That's called social proof. And you see somebody driving down the street, you're driving in a perfectly good car. Oil has changed, the tires got treads in them, they can put a nickel in the head and make them get happy with the test of the time. Air conditioning work, the windows work. So if you see somebody driving past you or your neighbor across the street just bought a brand new Mercedes Benz, next thing you know, your car's not good enough anymore. That's called social proof. So think about it. We are seeing all three of these, this three-headed demon at work right now during this pandemic. Scarcity, security, and social proof, they are all working right now in tandem. And if you're not careful out here, you're going to fall crazy. or somebody you know. So you want to check on your folks and tell them that these three powerful emotions are riding their high horse right now. And you can all pray to them if, one, if you're not aware of them, and two, if you don't tune in every now and then to Robert Gingrich and the Marvin Fulton, to let him keep you abreast of some of the things that you need to be aware of. And Brother Mitchell said, fear of social disorder thrives on our fear. And that's so true, bro. There are many people out there who are really, like I say, trying to watch EPOD, bonbons, and things like that. Man, I think I need to go ahead and get me about 5 more boxes of ammo. A typical box of ammo, let's say for a 35 or 40 caliber gun, well, about 50 rounds. If you need more than 50 rounds for anything, just think about it, folks. When you got to 50 rounds in a box, and the guy in the store is telling you you only buy 2 boxes, you're mad. Look, I want to get 5 boxes of rounds. So 5 boxes of rounds would be like 250 rounds. Who in the world even shoot that many times? Even if you're a bad shot, well, it's all over. You just need to go ahead and throw up your hands, lay down, and die. So if you have to shoot 250 times at anything, things got pretty bad. So that's what's happening now. We're seeing those three-headed demons. Gravity, security, and social proof. You're going to see a lot of that, folks. Now, some of it is self-imposed. There's some marketing that's going to be taking advantage of it. But a lot of it is self-imposed. That we should be doing too. Because the way social proof works, when you are in a faithful and ambiguous situation, you assume others know better than you. That's one of the hallmarks of social proof. By the way, folks, that is what has driven social media. Mark Zuckerberg must be listening to one of my classes because I was talking about social proof back in 1998. And I was to say back then, I said, man, one day somebody's going to make a lot of money on this social proof thing. I'm so good at teaching folks. That's my problem. I could have been a millionaire. I mean, I made a billionaire. I probably lost a million, probably made another million. I'm doing okay. But I'm cursed with a conscience. I'm cursed with a conscience and a purpose. Yes, I'm going to make enough money to take care of me and my family, and I'm going to hire some folks and put some folks to work. As a matter of fact, I have people busy right now creating websites. A lot of folks are trying to get their websites online now. They're not meeting people face to face. So my company is actually walking into a very good, we walked into a situation where our services now are more in demand than they were a month ago. And this week, we've got 4 different clients who are looking to upgrade their capabilities. And if you need help with that, also go to my company, eastofmarketing.com. Or just call me at 301-839-2838. You might make it on my website and be glad to help you. And also, because of this pandemic, we're actually working out our payment plan with people, because in the past, we've been like a boutique kind of company. It's like, look, if you can't pay me that full amount of money, I'm sorry, we just have enough business. We're not trying to bend ourselves out of shape and chasing folks down the street trying to get our money. So now in this pandemic, we have to put in our payment plans with people. We have to offer discounts, because right now it's more important to me that people get their website, their presence, that they can continue to do business during this pandemic, and me trying to capitalize them. So I'm being very, I'm trying to do my part to help as many companies as I can to make sure that they continue. You're able to continue to do business during that pandemic. If you need some help, call me, 301-839-2836. I'll give you a free consultation on the phone. Don't call right now about that. Unless you have a question, I'm going to pick your phone. And you can also send your message to Facebook. Hey, you can say, humanity is still needed. I love you saying that. Let's not forget, in the midst of this, let's not lose our humanity. Oh, heaven. And I need to make that out of a post to be real. Humanity still needs. Wow. Make you want to pause, because you would think that would be a given, but it's not. Humanity is the last thing in your mind. There are some companies that need workers right now. Anybody who's looking for work and get me to get food on the table. These sometimes people are career changing jobs. You never know. Amazon is planning to hire 100,000 people right now, warehouses, delivery workers, and they're going to boost the pay for the ones who they're already hiring. Go Amazon. Hey, well, you know that very money you're making. Then the guy goes, what are you paying? What we're all seeing, folks, is somewhat of a naturally occurring redistribution of wealth. Everybody was beat up on Bernie Sanders for his socialism policy. He claimed he was a Democratic socialist, calling for redistribution of wealth. Well, we're starting to see some of that right now, not because these guys want to. They're trying to keep this socialist order from happening. So people will eat. Nobody starved to death in a land of plenty. I must remember that. You make that into sponsor. Nobody starved to death in a land of plenty. You might get hungry, but before you starve to death, you want to bring in somebody's house, somebody's shop, you can take somebody else's stuff. And so what the Republicans and the people in Congress and other people are trying to do is keep the lid on this thing. And so we have something to handle the Safeway, Apple companies, Kroger, building for cashiers, stock people, delivery drivers. And so if you're looking for work and you want to get out of the house and get a cab and see if you want to put more money in your pocket, go check out some of these places. Your neighborhood Safeway and Shopping Food Warehouse and Dick the Pig, whatever the they are hiring right now because a lot of folks who've been working in places like bars, restaurants, hospitality, this is a good time to kind of do a temporary shift to the places where they are hiring. So some of the other places, they're really having a tough time, particularly in the hospitality industry. It takes me back to this guy, Richard Berg out in North Carolina, who used this insider trading, telling everybody else how rosy things are. He goes out and sells off all his stock and told all his big buddies to do the same. But the service is kind of age, where that sounds familiar. When did I hear that? Postal for service and service for human. I bet Leon knows where it comes from. Okay. Now, Californians have been ordered to stay home. Almost 40 million people. The government says, stay your behind home. We're trying to beat this darn virus. Stay home. And anyway, they were deported and deported up the top. Everything starts keeping moving. I'm not saying this is going to descend to those, what we see in those movies, but we see these movies. Things start out easy, mild, and then they start to descend into chaos. I remember this movie, Hotel Rwanda. It had the Ethnic Cleansing, the Hutu. Tutsis were like the favorite of the French when they were under colonialism. But the Hutus felt they had been marginalized. Once the slaughtering started, everything starts out and getting home. So what you want to do is not buy into the fear and the hype, because the stress and anxiety and the fear has potentially been more harm than any type of virus. So that's what's happening in California. Now, Italy has now become the ground zero. They've actually had more deaths in China. That's 3,405. And the good news on that is that Beijing has announced that there were no new domestic cases for the first time since it's been started. Now, if you think about saying yourself, man, look, what about this virus? I have a company over here that is not profitable. How can I make my company profitable? Everybody else out here is making money. Why am I not making money? Well, you ever heard the old saying, misery loves company? But I'm not saying you should get happier with somebody else's misery, but do know that this is not, you're not in this alone. You say some big companies that you've been looking at on a giving a side eye to them, thinking they're making all this money, but they're not. Airbnb, friends. They haven't made a penny. There's no air under those things. Airbnb is not one of those companies that are making money. They're actually still unprofitable. Now, Old Snap. Now, I don't mean Snap like Old Snap, but the company Snap. Stan was made a penny. So before you went out here and jump off the bridge, you know, like you haven't made any money yet. Just hang in there, because these companies that you see every day, they're not making any money. You ever heard of companies called Uber? And so he thought times were tough before. I mean, I feel sorry for the Uber driver. He was doing his best. Like, their job wasn't hard enough all day. Now you got to look at everybody that gets there to get in the car. You got to wait, put down the car every time somebody gets out. Heaven forbid, you get into an allergy or something. I was coming to the studio this morning. I'm looking at this pollen. I mean, pollen is there. You can see it. I'm saying, my brother, no, this is not going to be good. It's not going to be pretty. People are going to be angry, they're going to have the tissue. Everybody's going to think they got the wrong. They're going to start spraying up with Lysol and dashing sanitized like holy water. This is not a good time for allergies. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. Oh, yeah, we're talking about something that might not be doing as well as you think you are. So when you sitting over there wallowing in your own self pity, just know you're not alone. What about Wayfair? Yeah, the nicest rugs. Yeah, those nice little rugs and chairs you get on Wayfair. I guess they were making money. Nope. Nice rugs, though. Dropbox. Now, everybody thought Dropbox. Doesn't everybody have a Dropbox account? If you don't go to FYI, if you don't have a Dropbox account, it's a nice little thing to have. That's when you got that big old video file. It's on your phone. If your phone doesn't have any juice on it, it doesn't have any space. You can delete it stuff. You can, man, I should have kept that. You see, I'm trying to decide whether to delete grandma or your grandbaby. Maybe you know you're going to delete grandma. She said, well, that picture took of me at the wedding, and you're going to delete it because you had to make some space for the baby that was just born. Well, you got tons of like Dropbox out here. But you can actually upload that picture from your phone, and they give you like a million, not a big, but you can find a bit of space free. A free account. So I use it in my company, my business. Somebody's trying to put a video on their website, and to edit it for them. Then I'll just say, look, go ahead and put it in your Dropbox and then send me, share it. I give them my email address and they can share it. And now I can go in there and grab that picture and download it on my and make some money. Yeah. But I can't do it if they're trying to email it. You can't email somebody a 100 megabyte file. I hate people calling up, hey, look how big that file did you get? First thing I say, how big was it? About a gigabyte. And I said, 2 weeks ago, I was can't send a gigabyte cloud by email. Get to a Dropbox account or some other cloud thing. We're talking about making a lot of companies, some new companies that are not making money. And how about WeWork? Well, I guess WeWork isn't working. WeWork, another, they're like they offer virtual office services. They're not making any money either. So all these companies out here that we see, they're assuming they're making all this money. Now, what they're doing, a lot of them have gone public, so they're selling stocks. So the owners, they made their money. They don't give a hoot for them. They ain't making any money. You know, they're not. They didn't let public. They became millionaires. They became billionaires. They're going to be okay. All right. You're listening to the Marketing Report. I'm going to be the host of broadcasting live from National Harbor on the studio inside of BLE Executive Suite. BLE is one of our sponsors. They sponsor, if you need some office space, if you need this is a good time to call for you guys. I was talking to somebody this morning. They're trying to make their company more nimble, take advantage of virtual services, mailbox services, things like that. But a good thing about BLE, you can have virtual services and they have the physical suites. I have a suite over in a Barber location. Right now I'm in National Harbor, and I can also take the show on the road and take it over to College Park, Maryland. That's the advantage of using a service like BLE Executive Suite. From Bernadette Clay, the founder, matter of fact, she's one of our co-hosts now. She comes on the first Friday of every month. Go to marketingcorporate.com. You'll see the interview we had with her. It should be all of the shows from marketingcorporate. But also, call BLE if you're in the Washington, D.C. area. Or if you're out of the area and you want to have a presence in the Washington, D.C. area, call them at 301-322-1700. Or go to BLEsuite.com. They'll be glad to give you a 3 month of services just by asking, telling them that you were sent by Robert Gatewood at the Marketing Corporation. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Development. And you can find out more about me by going to gatewardsmarketing.com. Young folks, don't let your business go out of business because you're not technically found online. You need to be able to do things like let people fill out a form, request for information. You need to be able to accept payments online. You need to be able to make appointments online. You need to be able to have people sign signatures, stamp signatures online for an attorney or therapist or PCA or other companies that need containers. You don't have to drive all across town now to have them sign that document. You have it done digitally. And we're having people do that right now as we speak. People are actually having online courses set up right now. We have a couple instances right now where we're putting somebody online with courses. We've got a doctor's office out in Virginia now. They want to do that telemedicine form online. So contact Gatewood Marketing. Let us help you bring you up to date. Because when this thing is over, you're going to be in better shape. So consider it an investment. Yes, we have some flexible market payment plans. We have to offer that discount during that time to try to help people get through and be ready so that you don't go out of business just because we have a pandemic. Yes, they're going to send you a check or two, but that's not going to keep you for months. That may get you some food. What about your business? If you have a business, that's a good thing. Let's not let it go the cost of this pandemic. And I'm trying to do everything in my power by giving them free information for one. Another thing I'm trying to do is to offer my services at a discount so that, one, I can put the folks to work. I got busy right now. And the other thing I want to do is to make sure that this information gets, if these services get to the hands of people who need it. Now, I'm about to get into my final sermon today. And thank everybody for tuning in, by the way. Thank you guys for the good job. Glad you're in there for being safe. Check on somebody, make sure our elderly and our young people are being taken care of. You know somebody who needs food or water or something, and check on them. If you get starved and downright broke, and you need a couple of bucks, you can follow me. I don't want anybody to starve. I think I got a couple of dollars in my pocket. I'm going to give you a couple of them this morning. And, I got a couple of coins, so nobody wants to starve from the mountain. So anything I can do to help anybody get through this thing, I'm willing to do it. We're talking about how marketing is affected in this era of pandemic. I'm going to quickly go down the four P's of marketing. If you are a business owner and you've ever come to a point where you're wondering what to do next, how to navigate the marketing waters, then go to the foundational four P's of marketing. I just want to give them a context in this era of pandemic. First thing is your product and your service. Now, when it comes to product and service, the main thing is to find a need and fill it. If you're wondering about your service or your product is not selling, you have to go back and look at if it fills a need. And does that need exist? Does that same need exist that was there when you first started? It needs change. So if the needs of society have changed, there's a possibility your service now is not as much in demand as it was before it started. The other call market to find a problem and solve it. I want you to go back and look at what's happening right now during this pandemic. Don't exploit anybody, don't take advantage of anybody, but you may have to retool your services to be in line with the new realities that we're living in, not just around the pandemic. This pandemic is over. It's not going to be business as usual. I can assure you of that. But you may have to speak to existing services and build in a contingency plan so that next time this thing goes along, get a few switches, and you're still in business. The second P is place. In the old days, place meant where your business is physically located. On Church Street in Maine, that's the next But now your place includes your distribution channel. As a matter of fact, place is the distribution channel. In other words, how do you get your product to the market? How do people get to you? More and more now we're seeing creative ways of fulfilling a place. Home delivery, Amazon, mail, drive to, call ahead, get to that, walk it out to get to your car. Download, online, video conference. Place has changed, ladies and gentlemen. Once you come out of this, I'm telling you, it's not going to go back to the way it was. So invest now. Don't say I'm going to wait for this to pass and then we'll get back to the way things used to be. They're not going back to the way they used to be. This is the new normal. You need to look down the road and say, what is changing now? And what changes should I make now that I'm sitting home, phone going ringing, sitting here seeing everything in sight? Let's use that time to retool. I'm sure everybody's losing weight now. So, Ken, you're going to be very mean. I know your first and business is going to be fine. People are checking people with the thing at all. Because when you're home, you have nothing to do. What do you do? You eat like you need and money on. The other piece is called your price. Now, this era, the time in which we're in right now, calls you to be creative with your price, just like I did. Like I said, increasing my prices for certain industries, for certain services. I'm going to benefit because I understand there's something called lifetime value. I may not make as much money on that service today. I might even may not make any money. But I know that once you become a client, if I treat you right, which I always do, you may end up being a client for life, and you may tell somebody else, whether you're in a pandemic or not. So don't be afraid to give somebody a break during this time, because it will come back. It will help your lifetime value. And so when this is over, when it's not a pandemic, they're going to remember you. Also think about your payment terms and how people pay you. That also falls under the price. If you don't have online payment system, get one. And start working on that. People should be able to pay you money. You shouldn't have to jump in your car now during this pandemic to go pick up a check. Daniel Gatewood was running. Matter of fact, Daniel Gatewood is a good example. I hired him. He has a production company down in North Carolina. I hired him to create a jingle for one of my clients. And so I came home to do my Hall of Fame award. I meant to give Daniel his check when I was down there. I'm about to get on the road heading back north. And I said, Daniel, I forgot to give you your check. And I'm saying, oh, man, I can put it in the mail when I get there. Daniel said, hey, we have Cash App. I said, as a matter of fact, I do. Man, you get that money in like 10 seconds. So you got to get these, you got to make it easy for people to give you money. Particularly now. I don't want you driving to my office to drop off a $100 check. As much as I want it, I want you to go to my website and it's Premium Pass. Go to GameOneMarketing.com/pay. You can put that credit card right in there. I can say, you got to make it easy for people to give you money. And the last piece, as we wrap things up, is promotion. Like I said, do things now that engender lifetime value. Think long term. Social media is good. And I'll tell you something else, people. You better take advantage of social media while it's free. You think that Zuckerberg and these other folks want to think about thinking about how they can capitalize a lot of these services that you're getting free now that's in your profile, they're going to be moved into your business page. And you're going to start seeing less and less free services, particularly now. That could be because they're capitalists and they're trying to make more money. But you're also going to start seeing some capacity issues. So take advantage of these things right now while they're still. Go ahead and make your posts. When you're doing these posts, contextualize them. Don't just put stuff out there. Put stuff out there that be contextualized. When I say contextualized, that means tied into something that's happening as it relates to your business. Also, don't be afraid to boost a post right now. So if you have a Facebook profile, go ahead and set up your business page. And with the business page, you can start boosting some of these ads you have, some pictures you have, some videos you have. Because right now, on your profile, you're only reaching folks that are followers or who like you. On your business, you can boost it, and you can reach 10,000 people with $2. So So go ahead and take that. Also take advantage of live video, live sports. Don't just put junk out there either. Give something and don't just make it a sales video because people will cut you off. You have to give out something of value. We call that communication and indirect advertising. This is a good time to do that. Go back and find some of those articles that you've written, find some of those posts you've done on LinkedIn and some of those news that you've sent out, and go ahead and set up your camera and start educating folks and try to contextualize it, make sure it helps people and try to tie it into what's happening now. If you have an email database, email those customers right now. I just get an email blast yesterday. I let my client, first of all, I let them know I'm still in business. They want to know, they want to hear from me. And we don't have time to be calling everybody. Put an email blast out there. You can get your MailChimp account, a Comfort Contact, Eye Contact. Send those folks, they can create some nice templates. What you don't want to do is to do like a send out a regular email and put like a carbon copy to 50 people. First of all, what's going to happen? You're going to be blacklisted by your internet provider. They're going to call you a spammer. The worst thing you can do, well, not the worst thing, but one of the worst things to come walking is have your IP address, your email address blacklisted. That means now every time Google or Yahoo or whoever sees your email coming, they're going to throw up a firewall and block it. So you don't want to, if you're going to be doing this email marketing, you want to make sure you have an email marketing software program, something like MailChimp, something like AWeber, something like iContact, Secure Server. That's the one I use in my company. If you need help with that, you can help with that too. And the last thing on promotion is I'm going to say repurpose. As much as I don't like your business, you just have me call me up, tell me to read an ad to you or to do that or that. Yeah. Repurpose content and ads that you have already done in the past. You might change themes, you might change your wording here or there. I sent out a quote this morning right before I came to the show because I'm in a different environment. Normally I sit down and create a nice ad every time I'm about to go on the air and let everybody know. But I just went into my phone and found a photo, the one of the nice photos, and I put in the show what I was going to do, and I sent it out. I just repurposed the photo that I already had, and you can do that. Everything does not require a lot of money. Everything does not require a lot of time. We're in different times. Realize that. Nobody's looking for perfection right now. What I don't want you to do is to sit there and do nothing. We're coming to the end of the show here. First of all, I want to thank you for listening today. You have one of our best listening audiences today. And I thank you because these are different times. I'm glad I'm able to share this information with you. I'll be back next week on the marketing toolkit. What I want you to do also is to share this information with other people. Yes, there's a lot of stuff out there right now. Folks, let me tell you, I've been doing this during 30 years. I've seen all of the cycles. Nobody out here knows, I'm going to pat myself on the back. Nobody out here knows marketing as well as I do. They may know it as well, but they don't know more than I do. I've been doing this since I was 8 years old, working in my daddy's home. I have an MBA degree. I'm an adjunct professor at Prince George's Community College where I teach marketing. I've written 2 marketing books. I'm a contractor for the Small Business Administration, a consultant for them. Take this information, you're getting it from a knowledgeable source. I have no horn on this, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of noise out there. Okay? I don't want to knock anybody in game, so I'm not going to call any names, but whether it's me or somebody else that knows what they're doing, don't fall for those 3 loaded gun things that I told you people are going to be taking advantage of, which is scarcity, security, and social proof. Don't fall prey to that. Those are reliable sources, and I am available. I'm not going to charge you for a phone call. You can call me today, 301-839-2836. If you want to just pick my brain for a minute, I'm going to be available. Now, I may have to call you back because my lines have been very, very busy. As a matter of fact, when I leave here today, I've got to meet with my team. Got to figure out how to get all this work done on these websites that we've been getting for the past few weeks. Many of them have websites, but they're just trying to upgrade them, make them more ready for this new time in which we live. So on that note, I'm going to get ready to tune out of here. We'll be back. I'll be back next Friday. I am every Friday. Marketing Pulpit. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll find this show. You'll find the past shows. For all you people out there that like Wiener and Falasha Day and Candace and Bernadette, you can go back and listen to some of the past shows if you have to have a dose of them today. I know you get tired of looking at my video here, but that's okay. I'm not mad at you. I know you'd much rather look at them someday. But I'll be back next week. I want to thank you again for tuning in. Please share this information. If you have a question, call me, 301-839-2836. You can also email me, robert@gatewoodmarketing.com. Go to marketingpulpit.com. Listen to the show. Share this information. And if you want to order some services, get your website and get you ready for the next phase of this pandemic, call me. Thank you, Brother Mitchell. Thank you for the compliment. I try to be informative. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Rupert, for tuning in. Thank you, everybody. If you just come in, this information will be on the website later this morning. Go to marketingpulpit.com, get this information. Thank you, Rupert. Thank you very much, everybody who put this up for grabs. I'm just so glad you guys are joining me this morning. And thank you again, and I will see you next week on the Gatewood Marketing Pulpit. We are tuning out. Thank you.